so like the 13th instance of this dev room. And by this, I hand over to our first speaker.
Yep. Can you hear me? Ola. Can you hear me? Okay. Hi, everyone, and thanks for being here. It's great to be able to speak here. So I'm Alex, and this is my presentation on some very high level and pretty speculative ideas I've had for how we could use microkernels in like to do distributed systems and to host websites. So I'm part of an association which is called De Fleur, and if it works, at De Fleur we have some infrastructure which looks like this. So we have some very low powered computers like this one, which are hosted at home. So at home, of course, we have possible issues like power going down or internet being cut. So we have some machines at different locations in Belgium and in France. And the idea is, okay, we have this infrastructure which is like pretty fragile, but maybe we can just put all these nodes together and build a distributed system. And this is actually what the De Fleur infrastructure is doing. We have email, we have websites, we have instant messaging, and a few other things running on these very basic machines. Currently, our infrastructure looks something like this. So the idea is not to spend too much time to enter into the details of this, but basically, on the right end here, we have the actual applications that we're interested in running. So for instance, we have Element for chat, we have Jitsi for video conferencing, CryptPad, other things. And to run all these applications, we need this whole huge stack currently. So it's based on a Linux OS and NixOS for declarative configuration. Then we have this platform stack here, which is based on an orchestrator, which is called Nomad, which we use. It's a bit like Kubernetes, but a bit simpler, and I'd say probably easier to use. But still, we have all these different components, which are basically distributed storage systems. GARS is one that I'm building myself. And we basically pool these software. And if we look more closely in what's happening on a single node, actually it's kind of a huge mess. So like this is the operating system running on one of these it's very here we have all these management tools. So things that are so, yeah, from a conceptual point of view, distributed systems like to enter into too much detail, but say, for instance, we have here internet traffic coming to our server to request some information. It's going to traverse a reverse proxy, which is going to do TLS.